This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Ruth Stackhouse is a theater director and abilities community activist. She works with psychiatric survivors and people with disabilities and is committed to improving the lives of others through their inclusion and participation in artistic practice. Ruth is the director of community theater group called the Friendly Spike Theater Band. She's also an organizer of the annual Mad Pride events in Toronto, including the Bed Push and Parade.
Ruth Stackhouse joins us on the phone from Toronto. Welcome to People First Radio, Ruth.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to participate.
And we're happy that you were able to take time out of your day to join us for a discussion about Mad Pride. Now, you're an organizer of Toronto's annual Mad Pride Parade. And last year, you spoke with the Toronto Community News about the Mad Pride Parade. And you said, quote, "The statement is we're pushing out of the medical model and into the community." Tell us more about that.
Well, that's what we are doing. That's the big symbol behind the Bed Push. I don't know if the listening audience is, I know that they're concerned with putting people first, and what institutions have done is put labels first. And so I'm working with a group of people who've been labeled, and so part of what I do as an artist in the community is when people are ready to shed that label, people need to resurrect themselves. Mad Pride is about that. Because I'll tell you something, too. Pride is the opposite of shame. And shame is a tool that is used to keep people from discovering themselves. So that's one of the reasons why pride, it works as a good tool for communities who are trying to empower themselves.
I think it's an excellent metaphor, the bad push and pushing out of the medical model.
It is. Now, we can't take credit for that. That started, there are bed pushes for a lot of different causes. However, a group of mad folks in Britain, led by author and researcher Rufus May a few years ago, I think 2006, staged on Mad Pride Day a bed push from Brighton to Bedlam.
I like it.
And it was a long distance, but they called it the Great Escape Bed Push. And they wore pajamas and really did it up. And we fell in love with the idea. And yes, you're right. It's a great metaphor. Mm-hmm. And it's a physical action, too, because we push an actual gurney that's dressed like a bed. Mm-hmm. And the bed sheets, I'm just one of a group of organizers, and we have got some fabulous artists on our team, and they've painted like the bed sheet. They've painted words of encouragement and reclaiming words, because the whole thing is about reclaiming oneself. So there's the big bright words on the sheets like hope. Mm-hmm. And friends and education and all the stuff that'll make you grow and get your person out.
That's right. And I noticed you reference, the Toronto Hospital for the Insane. And for anyone who's ever experienced being in an institution of that nature, to be able to push on out and get back into the community and leave those places behind is pretty powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I sure admire what you're doing out there.
Well, it's happening all over the globe. Clusters of communities are coming together. And one of the reasons, I think, is because there was a huge deinstitutionalization in the late 80s, early 90s. And then also, too, so we're dealing with a lot in urban centers, dealing with a population that didn't exist before. Like 100 years ago, I would probably be locked up 100 years ago. However, today I'm able to pursue my life and able to be who I am. So
right.
I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
Ruth, yeah. Do you consider yourself a psychiatric survivor?
Yeah, I do. I do consider myself a psychiatric survivor. I was, I mean, definitely that's a the damage that psychiatry does, or institutional. I consider myself an institutional survivor, but it's a continuum. So, like in my case, I have dyslexia, and I went through a public school system, and was completely ashamed of myself, acted out totally, got arrested, institutionalized, labeled, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my situation, the my difficulty was a structural one. That's not to say that in another person's situation that it's different. So, because I can only speak for myself, but that's the great thing about the MAD movement.
It is.
Everyone defines it's self-determination.
That's right.
Yeah.
The City of Toronto has proclaimed July 13th to the 19th of this year as MAD Pride Week. Is this a first for Toronto?
No, it's not. Since 2003, Toronto has been proclaiming either MAD Pride Day or MAD Pride Week, but we've had that official proclamation.
Right.
And so that's been really great. But you know what I'm going to try and get in my little lifetime is the UN proclamation, because I'm actually on a committee that celebrates International Day for People with Disabilities, which is in December.
Yeah.
But it can be done. You just have to go through a lot of hoops.
Well, it sounds like you got the energy. How do
hopefully, if it keeps up, if I'm lucky.
Could you talk a little bit about how theater, music, community, and MAD Pride are fitting together?
Okay, it's an intersection, like I said. In Parkdale, where our little band is located, is... I've read in one research paper that Parkdale was the largest psychiatric ghetto in North America. Okay, so we're dealing with a huge population of marginalized folks. Folks that come together and make a community. And I'm a community theater artist. I make plays out of experiences, people's experiences, and it's a way of, and that's a collective thing. We do it together, and but I'll tell you something, it's not a new idea. In after the fall of the Roman empires, there was a group called the Playmakers, and they would use plays to tell stories about things that happened in the community. So when you get our theater group, Friendly Spike, if we do a play that tells the story of Edmund Yu, who was a psychiatric survivor and former medical student who was shot to death by Toronto police on a city bus in 1997, and we told that story, that's not so different than what those people were doing at the after the fall of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, speak a little more about the significance of July the 14th, Bastille Day, and...
I will, and I'll be able to do that succinctly because I wrote it out in an article that I'm going to send around and hopefully people will print. But July 14th is not only Bastille Day, the French national holiday, which commemorates the citizenship rights of people, but it is now a day marked for MAD Pride, and that's a time to recognize citizenship rights of psychiatric survivors, consumers, and MAD folks, which is a burgeoning counterculture in most urban centers in the world.
Mm-hmm. In Nanaimo, it's definitely as you said, a burgeoning culture.
Burgeoning, yes. And do you know that in Vancouver there's a gallery
yes,
gadget?
We just spoke to someone actually online. We have we've been communicating with different people from across Canada this morning. So
okay,
yeah, it's nice to get this connection and
so
have people be aware of it.
But it's clustering, isn't
it?
It
is, and just the sharing of information. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Ruth, we just have a moment left. I have a couple of questions for you. The first is, the Friendly Spike Theater, is the puppy on that website your dog?
That's my dog.
Is that Spike?
That's my dog. That's Spike. Friendly and Spike are dogs.
Oh, to Friendly and Spike. Okay.
Friendly and Spike are both dogs, but they're both dogs. We've been around since 1989.
Okay.
And both dogs are in dog heaven now.
All
but
right.
There's another dog by the name of Goodfellow. And but it is Spike's picture that made it to the letterhead.
Wonderful. Now, how can people find out more about your work?
Friendlyspike.ca.
Friendlyspike.ca. And is that also the way to that would lead people to?
We've got all the Mad Pride information,
okay.
But there's also Mad Pride. I'll give some numbers here. Watch us at www.youtube.com and search for Mad Pride Toronto.
Okay.
Read about us on our blog at www.madpridetoronto.blogspot.com. Talk to us on www.facebook.com and search for Mad Pride Toronto. Or write us at madpridetoronto@yahoo.ca.
You're going to be very busy, Ruth.
I hope so.
Yes.
The more the merrier.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us today.
The more the maddening.
Yes. We really appreciate your time, your
Thank
willingness.
Thank you, and keep up the great work.
All right.
Thanks, Ruth.
All the best.
Thanks,
Ruth.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Stackhouse is director of the Friendly Spike Theater Band and a community activist. She joined us today from Toronto. You're listening to People First Radio, coming to you on CHLY 101.7 across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca. Community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin, and we're talking about Mad Pride.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society. Broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.